Welcome to the Vince Del Monte Podcast Show, where each week we bring you the raw and real experiences, lessons, and timeless principles every man needs to master the 5 M's of manhood. By sharing conversations with the world's most successful people pursuing the 5 M's, you'll build muscle faster, achieve a winner's mindset, increase your money, dominate your mission, and go the distance with your marriage. My name is Vince Del Monte, entrepreneur, author, pro fitness model, and father. And I've helped tens of thousands of men transform their bodies and lives through muscle, entrepreneurship, and personal development. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Now let's begin.
All right. What's up, everybody? Good morning. It is February 2nd, and I'm here with Coach Corby Water of the Seven Figure Mastermind. And we've got a fun little episode for you that was inspired after a 2-hour deep work session this morning. This could have been a high. Man, I can't believe we didn't record that conversation. But if we sold that, the contents of that last 2 hours, that could be a $10,000 product right there. We talked about renewals. We talked about all sorts of things. Actually, we talked about ads, which inspired the topic for this morning, which is the disillusion of paid ads. And yeah. What do we say? What's the title of this one?
When it don't add up.
Don't add up. All right. Add as an AD when it don't add up. So it's going to be a quick episode here. We want to talk about our thoughts on paid advertising, some silly things we've seen. We want to help you understand the power of ads and when you should do them, when you should not do ads, because a lot of people are losing a lot of money right now. If you're wondering, hey, should I do paid advertising? Isn't that the only way to build my business? Let's put paid advertising in context, because Man, the mistakes you make will take more from you than the wins you have. So a lot of mistakes people are making are just discouraging them, taking money, taking focus, taking energy, taking resources. The mistakes you make will take a lot more from you than the wins that will help you go forward. So avoiding mistakes is crucial. So welcome to the Vince Del Monte podcast, first of all. And we're coming off hot, off an event. We had 232 participants, 15 countries attending the Seven Figure Mastermind, January 28th and 29th. It was great seeing so many of you who listened to this podcast as well. If we weren't there, it wasn't the same without you. Maybe next time. Our members got super clear on their OMG, their one major goal. A big theme for our members was small, clearly defined goals broken up into 90 days. Single, small, clearly defined goals, clearly defined objectives every 90 days is a path forward. So that was a big theme. Corby, let's just dive right into why I don't add up and your thoughts on paid advertising and the disillusion of paid advertising for our listeners today.
Oh, just right off the bat, I saw an ad yesterday where a guy was... Listen close, Vince. I know you probably haven't seen this one yet. A guy's doing an ad on Facebook to sell me a system that doesn't require ads. For me, right off the bat, that was confusing. I'm like, wait a minute. He's doing an ad, so what would I do if I'm not doing what he found me with an ad, but he's selling me the beauty of not using ads. Are you kidding me?
Hilarious. All right. So that is ironic. Hey, I can show you how to build a business without ads. Yet here's some ads I'm running to you to grow my business.
I don't get it. So like I always say, how to get in shape without working out. Wait, what system is that? Like I would buy that immediately. That would be, you'll be a billionaire if you can come up with that system. But when somebody tells me they're going to sell me something to do something and they're doing the exact opposite of what they're trying to sell me, that's the dissolution right there. Like, wait a minute. You have to be congruent. Do what you say. So I would have been more excited if I got it in direct mail. I might have believed them. If it came to my mailbox, I might believe them. But
got it. Yeah, I got it. So he's saying you can build a business without ads. So this is what starts throwing people off. And it's kind of, another good example is build a massive chest without the bench press. But then you see him in the gym and he's doing some version of horizontal adduction, which is one of the functions of the chest, or internal rotation of the shoulder, which is another function of the chest. So he's still creating tension on the chest, but he's actually not doing the bench press. But it's, so people get really, it's very easy to distort reality for somebody to think, oh, I don't need to do bench press. No, the bench press is just an exercise. You have to create an enormous amount of tension on your chest in order to build your chest.
No, like the way I look at it is this, right? So we get the SOS, that's the shiny object syndrome.
Yeah.
And then we also get the SOS again. We need to save ourselves from this foolishness that we see out here. So it's SOS twice. It's the shiny object syndrome, but we need to be cognizant and say, okay, wait a minute. We need to save ourselves from this foolishness out here. If you're out here selling ads and telling me that I don't have to use ads, it don't add up. It's just crazy. But here's the thing. If you build a solid, organic following and market to that following, I always say, if it don't work for free, your marketing, it's not going to work with fees. If it don't work for free, it's not going to work for a fee. But you got to connect with your audience.
Yeah. So if it don't work for free, it ain't going to work with fees. Yeah. I think that's the funny thing with ads, right? If your content, your copy, your B-roll, whatever they're seeing, if your social proof isn't on point, basically the ad is just going to amplify the fact that you don't know what you're doing. The ads are actually going to backfire on you and give you exposure to more people who are simply going to say, I'm definitely not going to work with this guy. So people have got it backwards again. So what I always say is that you have to earn the ads. All right. Ads are very powerful if they're directed at the right time. And I think the big misconception is that ads will fix bad content. No, ads are just going to amplify bad content. All right. Ads are going to make up for the fact that I'm not important. No, your ads aren't going to convert and you're going to pay a fortune if people don't see that you're important. All right. So I think the big thing people have to understand is that ads comes last. And that's where it's disillusioning, because ads do have a place in business. Mm-hmm. But once you've maximized all the organic means that have to be at certain thresholds before ads will actually amplify. So credibility, social proof, communication, energy, eye contact, tonality, messaging, offer. Like, how are you going to dial those things in on ads if you haven't dialed those things in organically off the free traffic that's available to you every single day? And that's where people get disillusioned. They think that the ads will compensate, right? Even steroids can't compensate for a horrible diet. Even steroids can't compensate for a poor work ethic in the gym. They can get you some temporary gains, but it's very temporary. They're called balloon gains.
Here's what I've learned about steroids. I don't know a lot about them, but I do know this. People who take steroids, their workout system is really dialed in. Because they got the dosage, the amount of working out, the amount of food, all that needs to be dialed in for them to even work. I always say this, you got to get your following up to a certain level before you start using ads. So I always call it this way, as I think about it, you got to have the proof before you start making promises. You got to have the proof before you start making promises, because if you don't have the proof and you're making these promises in your ad and I come back to your site and there's no proof, you just wasted your whatever amount of money you spent on that ad. Because I'm like, why would I use this guy with 3 case studies and this guy over here with 200 case studies or 50 case studies or 20 case studies? Why would I use a guy with 3 who's spending money to bring me in? Nobody's following him now. So it's a disconnect. So
I love it. So what we got here is also another thing that I'll share with everybody, is because we're getting ready to scale up our ads, but we've spent the last 4 months maximizing our return. So this is an interesting thing. So we are now at a 1,000% ROI on our ad spend. All right. Now, what most people start to do is that they start to increase their scale. They start to increase their ad spend at about a 2-3x ROI, which presents more problems sooner on, because once you start to go wider, you start to see more constraints with your different metrics you have to keep hitting. But when you amplify the results on low budget, it allows you to increase your ad spend at a more consistent rate without seeing those bottlenecks quicker. Or you'll have to go back and redo a lot of things to get better ROIs, which messes up the account. The whole idea here is to maximize it. The mindset we want to give you guys is you want to maximize, if we're using the steroid analogy, you want to maximize your results for as long as possible. I guess the way you could use it, you could say it is naturally. You want to maximize your natural gains for as long as possible before you add in the steroids. Same thing with the ads. You want to try, like our, we have students, Wayne, 78K in January. Jason, 80K in January. How many people in our, our Italian friends, Mario and Valerio, hit 80K. So we had Charlie, Suzanne, we've got five members just from the past month on seven-figure run rates. And then none of them, the bulk of their revenue, they're just, Charlie's been doing ads for a while. Suzanne just started them. But the others, they're just amplifying their organic. So when they do ads, they'll be in a position to see the most from them. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So it's, again, I keep going back to the steroid analogy because we've got fitness people listening and they get this the best. Like, you know that you've got to have your protein dialed in. You've got to have a strong base of strength. You've got to have years and years of muscle building, hypertrophy workouts, volume, density, frequency, intensity, like all those variables maximally manipulated at the highest levels for an extended period of time before you start adding in these additional things that will amplify you, and where that 5-10% difference can be the big difference and lead to exponential gains. When you're adding these things in early on, it's bringing in a sledgehammer when all you really need is a fly swatter. So it's
great.
Wait, and it's, hey man, we just need to focus on getting your organic content 100 comments a post. So you want to do ads, you want to do all these shout out methods to increase your, maybe things to increase your engagement. You want to start spending money. But if you can't even get 100 comments a post organically, and heck, I look at my own business, I'm like, we need to maximize the results just organically. And because if I'm not doing that organically, the ad's just going to amplify it's just going to expose the weaknesses and the cracks, and the pipe's going to bust, and now you're losing money, and that's going to be discouraging, and now you're going to say ads don't work. But no, it's taking the steroids too soon. Well, they work all right when they're added in the right time and you've earned them. For us, what does that look like quantifiably? You got to be doing $20,000 months consistently before we look into some simple ad strategies. And some simple ad strategies could be a couple things. One, it could be just boosting your SMS post. That would be a great start. Mm-hmm. And even starting to run some light retargeting to people that have seen your stuff on Facebook or Instagram. But we don't need to get into full-blown funnel campaigns. That's another stage of paid ads. So I think we have to, again, I think a good analogy is the dosages, right?
Yeah.
And if you're going to run ads, we should build up an email list first, right? Let's build up an email list so that we have a list of people we can retarget. You know what I mean? So people don't understand that there's certain pieces that make paid advertising far more effective, not understanding that paid ads without these pieces before are only going to expose weaknesses, and you're only as good as your weakest link.
I agree. And just one last little tidbit for you here, Vince, is you got to learn how to eliminate distractions, because distractions take you away from the goal. Interestingly enough, when your children were there with you, even though they were distracting, you didn't get distracted. So you need to learn how to, within the structure of hearing all this noise on the internet, to focus on what you're trying to do, because people are always trying to pull you away and keep your eyes off the prize by trying to get you to do something else.
I like that. And that's so good. I'm actually just putting in the title here. So I love it. So yeah, because SOS. What was the second SOS? You said there's the shiny object syndrome. And what was the second SOS?
Save ourselves from that foolishness. SOS, save ourselves. Because that's what SOS actually really means in real life. Save ourselves.
Yeah.
Or like save it. Our ship, whatever you want to, you know, but I'm not a boat.
Yeah. Awesome. So there you go. I think that's it, guys. Just, hey, listen, if you are interested in running ads, feel free to send me a message. We are launching a done for you ads service, and it is only for people though who are actually ready. So the big mistake is, like most agencies, what they will do, because this is their business, they will just take your money. If you come to them and say, I want to run ads, a few of them will say that. But for the most part, they'll say, yeah, we can run ads, because their business model is you spending money and their service is running ads. For us, it's an ancillary. It's just something to amplify somebody's organic marketing if they meet a certain checklist. Because the last thing I want is to take somebody's money and to launch a campaign when I clearly see, I know exactly what bottlenecks we're going to hit right away. Click rate's going to be way too low because your reputation is established. Click-through rate's going to be way too low because you don't have a strong CTA. You don't have an offer. Booking ratio, our percentage of people that are actually booking a call is going to be way too low because the landing page sucks. Our people that actually even get on the call to create an opportunity for ROI, it's going to be way too low because you're not pre-selling people. So we would look at a whole series of things and like, you're actually in really good shape right now to start running ads. Or we would say, hey, listen, you've got like 45 days worth of improvements you may need to make. And then let's start on a super small budget. And let's start making that small budget very profitable. So that's our approach with ads. Profit first, right? It's not increased ad spend. Like anybody can spend your money. Yeah, this is what our team spent. Our team has spent, like anyone can spend your money. If you tell your guy like, hey, why aren't we spending more money? We can spend more money, but what's the profitability, right? Ads is always about profitability, not how much money you're spending. It's how much ROI is the CEO putting back in his bank account. And in order to maximize profitability, there is a series of things you need to amplify. You need, for instance, a 2% click-through rate on all your ads. That might take you 4 months. Most ads are coming in at 0.5% click-through rate from the ad to the landing page. Just to get it up to 2%, that's an extensive amount of testing on different creatives. That one task in itself, that's like the equivalent of going from like a beginner 135-pound bench press to a 315-pound bench press. You're not just going to go from 135-pound bench press to 315 pounds. That's going to take time. Same thing. Like very rarely will somebody all of a sudden put an ad out that's getting a 2% click-through rate. That's going to take testing. And guess what? That testing is not free. It costs money. But if you're finding out which stuff works organically, that gets a lot of people booking calls. When you bring that to an ad, you're setting yourself up for better opportunity and less margin for error and just better chance to see some momentum sooner on, which is what building business is all about, capturing some momentum. So I think that's it, Corbs. Let's wrap this one up.
All right, champion. Let's talk soon.
Okay, guys, hey, if you're enjoying the Vince Del Monte podcast show, please head on over to iTunes and drop us a 5-star review, and also leave a little review in your words and take a screenshot of it. Send it to me on Facebook or Instagram at Vince Del Monte, and we'll send you 3 free samples of the world's all-day energy formula preload, which I'm actually relaunching, by the way. Brought on a full blown marketing team. Yeah, we're relaunching Preload. Yeah, exciting stuff. I put a couple of my businesses in the past on hold, but now we have capacity to build some new businesses, relaunch some old businesses. So Preload is one of them. And I think that's it, guys. So if you have never tried Preload, give yourself a shot simply by leaving a review over on iTunes, and you'll experience the Bentley of pre-workouts. All right, this is a $99 pre-workout. We'll send you 3 free samples for free. It's the world's most expensive pre-workout, and people have said that it's, there's been a lot of things said about it, that it's the equivalent of, you'll have to see for yourself, but let's just put it that way. It's going to give you all day laser focused energy. And it's just a little token of my appreciation for people that tune in, listen. And if you want to also tell a friend about this podcast, that'd be epic as well. Corby, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you super soon.
Talk to you soon.
Ciao, ciao.